Jesus of Nazareth is Lord saving.
My God, my God, my God.
That's the kind of God that we serve. He, Jesus of Nazareth, is Him. And I'm saying, we talked about last time at the last gathering that God gave us a prophecy. He had prophets that came and foretold, Isaiah foretold like 700 years in advance, and Micah 500 years, and Isaiah told us about him being born of a virgin. But you know, now yesterday, last night, I was out doing some Christmas shopping. Most of us wait till like the last few minutes. Very few of us go out there getting the last couple of things I was going to get. But I'm glad that God did not wait to the last minute.
Because
I want to tell you that the good news did not start in the gospel.
Right.
But the good news, God had our Christmas prayers. He already got back in Genesis 3:15. Genesis 3:15, when you talk about the seed of a woman, he already had our prayer in mind.
Yeah.
The one that was going, amen, bruise Satan's head.
Right.
He already had our Christmas prayer prepared.
Yeah.
And we get to see it come to fruition in our text.
Thank
amen.
God.
That last week. So, amen, he is him in the fact that he was born of a virgin. That's a unique thing.
Amen.
Amen. So that's one thing we saw that was unique about him. And then we saw how Michael said that he was going to be born in Bethlehem.
Uh-huh.
Now, when we read about Michael saying Bethlehem, there's one line that is left out in the book of Matthew. That line says he is from old, from everlasting. Amen. Now you go back, you take that from old now. So that means you go back. This baby that's being born is from old.
Right, okay.
He's been born, but he's from old.
Yeah.
And from so as far back as you can go, he's been there.
Okay.
So that means we talk everlasting and eternal, somebody's eternal. It was a little while. But most times this word, we make it that same night. But it wasn't that same night. This was a little bit after when the wise man came. A couple of years later, the star appeared, probably the same night, but it took them 2 years to follow that star.
Okay.
That came from the east.
Okay.
With gifts bearing for the Savior, the King, that God had sent. So the wise man came. But I want to talk about what happened between what we heard about Joseph when he was visiting and the wise man come. I want to fill in that space. And that's the good thing about the synoptic gospel. Synoptic gospel, like synonym, they have some synonym, you have come with sameness. So in the synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, John's not one of them, but John does a whole lot of, talks about a whole lot of different things, these three don't. But sometimes you have to look at two or three of them and compare them to get the full story. So to get what happened between Luke, Matthew 1 and Matthew 2, we got to look at Luke. All right, so now I want to tell you, I didn't have time for all of them, because now we don't even told Joseph, it's all right, Mary's all right. It wasn't the side piece, it was the Spirit's pleasure.
All right,
so he's all right. You can take her.
Yeah.
As your wife. And then we see in Luke chapter 1, he went to Mary. Gabriel himself had went to Mary and told her that she was going to bear the Savior.
Right.
Amen. The Savior was going to be born by her. He said, hey, how did this going to happen? And you know, Gabriel went on and said, hey, the Holy Spirit is going to come over you.
Yeah.
And she just went on, she just broke out and prayed in the song.
Yeah.
Because he considered, look on me.
Come on now.
Look on me.
Yeah.
And he could have went to the palace of the kings or the emperor's place, or could have at least went to the religious leader's house. But he came to little old Mary.
Yeah.
Little old Mary. And that's important. Don't forget little old Mary. And we may have to talk about her a little bit more a little later on. All right. So then we come to our scripture. In the same region, there were some shepherds standing out in the field, keeping watch over their flock. When? And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood near them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. Now, the question is, why, out of all the people that the angels could have came to, why did the angels come to the shepherds? Well, he could have went to the king. Could have went to Herod. Could have went to one of the high priests. Or any of the priests or prophets. But he came to the shepherds. The question is, why did the angels come to the shepherds? It's an interesting question, because shepherds were on the lowest rung of the ladder.
Right.
Shepherds weren't highly thought of, because wherever the shepherds went, you knew. Because shepherds hung around sheep.
Right.
And sheep had a very loud.
Yeah.
Y'all with me so far?
Okay.
Shepherds hung around sheep, and sheep had a loud scent.
Yeah.
So when a shepherd was around, amen, you smell the scent of every good shepherd.
Amen.
Smell like sheep. Can I get on this in here? unclean, and sometimes barred from going to the temple because of their job description, they were unable to make it on the Sabbath.
My Lord.
Because shepherding did not stop.
Right.
Everybody else would stop
work. Come on now.
But the shepherds still had to do their job even on the Sabbath.
Right.
So, hey, because of that, sometimes they were barred from going to the temple. But out of all the folk,
out of
all the varied professions that could that existed in Christ's time, the angels come to the shepherds. Why did the angels come to the shepherds? That's a good question. I'm glad y'all asked me. I'm glad y'all asked me that question. Now it is because shepherds,
come on,
lives matter.
Amen.
Oh, I was there with
the right. Amen.
Shepherds, lives matter. Yeah, they want the Lord's reign. Yeah, they walk sometimes in the temple, but amen. I like the God we serve. I love the God we serve. Because sometimes when you are the one that left behind, left out, more than alive, and criticized, and despised, when he had to choose somebody to come through, he don't always start with the folk that we admire in this world. We always look for the left out, the more than alive, despised, criticized, amen. And he decided, I need to take this message to the shepherd first, because shepherds lives matter. Oh, we should have witnesses here.
Amen, amen.
I know sometimes we know about this thing. When the Black Lives Matter movement started, it's, well, why do you have to say that? All lives matter. And I've been totally agree with you. It's all lives matter.
Not saying that. Come on.
We ain't totally agree with you.
Yeah.
But the reason why we're trying to pinpoint that thing,
come on.
Because sometimes we feel as African American in this America that y'all think, amen, we don't matter.
Come on.
Amen.
Yeah.
We're not just like everybody else. And sometimes we just feel like y'all think that we don't matter.
Yeah. My Lord.
You can get treated anyway. And I'm glad that often God works through people.
Yeah.
Then the world says they don't matter. Yeah.
Come on.
Mary, nobody. Mary was just a little poor girl.
Yeah.
A little poor teenage girl. She didn't have a whole lot. Because, amen, the thing was when you had to come offer the sacrifice,
yeah,
you know, you bought a lamb. And turtle dove, a pigeon. But see, if you were poor, you just bought the bird.
Right.
If Mary was poor, and even though she was poor, but God chose her.
Yeah.
A poor, ordinary girl.
Yeah.
To bring the Son of God through. God always looks at the impoverished, the poor, the needy, the marginalized, criticized, and despised, that nobody else cares. God said, I'm going to do this thing in a way to let everybody know that I care about, even though on the lowest rung of the ladder.
Yeah.
I'm like, the regular Jew said, you know, we're not going to go through Samaria. Because in Samaria, they have greens. Yeah. We don't go through Samaria.
Yeah.
Some of and took it to the inn and paid for the room.
Yeah.
And said, I'll be back. You can take care of it. I'll be back whenever I owe you.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I had
it. Yeah. Not like me.
He put, see, God put him in that. Jesus put him in that story because he's always trying to help me.
Right.
Yeah,
for sure.
Right.
What I'm trying to tell you, shepherds' lives matter.
Amen.
Yes. Shepherds' lives matter. Don't forget that.
Thank you, God.
That. I don't know. I don't know if when the shepherds say, man, look from place to place, did they have to deal with police profiling me?
Yeah. My Lord.
Did, when they went for a loan to get some land for their sheep to graze in, were they redlined?
Come on now.
Yeah.
By the bank.
My.
Oh, did they have a mass incarceration problem? With the shepherds.
Come on.
When the shepherds went to the store, then the merchants, under the guise of being a helpful salesman, followed them around just to make sure that they helped themselves.
My Lord.
I'm talking about shepherds' lives.
Yeah.
Man, so I think there's some reason we have to see. And my brothers and sisters, I wonder. Did the folk in Jerusalem go to the Jerusalem library and take out all the books about the history of shepherds?
My Lord.
And looked over and saw Abel. Oh no, Abel was a shepherd. We need to get rid of Abel's book. Can I get what is in here? You look at Abraham. Oh no, Abraham was a shepherd. Take Abraham out of there. Amen. Jacob was a shepherd. Get rid of Jacob's book. David, king of Israel. Oh no, they don't need to know about the king of Israel. He was a shepherd. Take his book out of there. And then you get to, amen, you get to the whole Old Testament. And God was saying that he was a shepherd of his people. Say, now take the Bible out of there.
My Lord. Yeah.
Because we don't want this critical shepherd theory.
Keep that thing real, Pastor.
So in order to get rid of this critical shepherd theory, we're going to get all the books that show all the great things that shepherds have done.
Yeah, and get rid of
it.
Yes, sir.
My Lord. Teach.
But we want them to know their history.
Yeah.
Because these shepherds might get out of their place. But God, you know, I got to announce the birth of the Savior.
Yeah.
Go down, go into the field and tell the shepherds.
Yeah.
Make sure the shepherds know first.
Because
they're always last.
Yeah.
And I got to switch this thing because I've been trying to tell people that the first is going to be last and the last is going to be first.
My Lord.
Hey, y'all. Good news. A Savior is born. Savior is born.
Yeah.
And they're the first one that got the message.
Amen.
They're the Savior. Come on now. Look at this verse. Look at verse 11. For the day of the city of David, there has been born for you.
Yeah.
Don't miss that.
Yeah.
There has been born for you.
Yeah.
A Savior. He was born for everybody. But just because y'all don't want, sometimes people don't want to act like y'all weren't saved.
I know.
I just came by and tell you today that a Savior Caesar Augustus, also known as Octavius Caesar, the mighty one, and sometimes even talked about as he, sometimes Octavius Caesar, Caesar Augustus, the same person, was said to be the savior of the world. And he, amen, decided to have a census so he would know how many people, he wanted to know how many people in the empire reports, so he had, if he needed an army to fight, he could call that army, but also so he could put more taxes in his cohort in order to make Rome more powerful. He was saving the other world. But then here, he said, oh no, he's not the savior.
Yeah, look at the sign.
The Savior is not in the palace. It don't say he's on the throne.
Yeah.
He said the Savior is in a manger.
Yeah.
Wrapped in swaddling cloth. In swaddling cloth by four inches wide, about 18 feet long. You wrap the baby in that so he can feel secure. But also they thought it was a way for him not to break his limb and to make his limbs grow straight in that day and time. So he was wrapped in swaddling cloth and laid in, wait a minute, why is he laid in a manger?
Come on now.
Now, it's not these little manger like you see these manger scenes.
Yeah, no.
These things look like cribs. But he was in a manger. A manger was just a concrete.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he didn't have no. He was laid in a concrete trough where they put food for animals.
Yeah.
They had these people called a caravan, where caravans stayed, many places along travel routes. And in these places, that's kind of what the inn was. The inn, it was in a circle. They had houses and huts around, but out front of it was a place where you could keep all the animals, if you were shepherds and sheep, or out in front of it, whatever animals you had kept in front of the little inns.
Wow.
Either there were caves behind. And with the animals out front, they had feeding troughs.
Uh-huh.
So when he came, this thing, when you, if you ever come to the point and you see there's no room for you, just because there's no room for you, don't mean, or just because there's no place for you, don't mean there's no plan for you.
Come on.
They didn't have a place for Jesus.
What's to come?
But they had a plan for Jesus.
Yeah.
A world change.
Yeah.
World, Jesus is going to be a world. The world will never be the same. Shepherds, the world will never be the same after this baby.
Yeah.
I like the shepherds. Because you know, you went up there to the castle, to the priest. You know, there's a well. I don't know if this stuff's true or not. I don't know. We're going to check it out tomorrow. But when the shepherds got to me, let me read this for you.
Come on now.
Let me tell you what happened when the shepherds got the news. When the angels had departed from them to heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, let's go straight. We not going to go home.
Right.
Now, wait a minute. We're not going to go home. Then, let's go Bethlehem then and see this thing that has happened when the Lord has made known to us. Now, let me tell you. You remember the shepherds was in the field. Let me talk about this now. I'm going to close this thing. The shepherds in the field. Mm-hmm. I told y'all, not only were the shepherds in the field, but there was some other stuff in the field.
Right.
Because you had sheep in the field.
Right.
If you got sheep in the field, there's some other stuff.
Yeah.
In the field. Y'all with me? The shepherd in the field, the sheep in the field, but there's other
stuff.
There's some other mess in the field.
Yeah.
All right. Amen. But I'm glad.
Come on now.
That even when the shepherds had a lot of mess.
Come on.
Where they were.
Yeah.
But I'm glad God was so good that he sent angels to save them in their mess.
Come on now. Yeah.
Won't he come to you in your mess?
Yes.
He will come to you in the middle of your stinking mess.
And
not only was he in his mess, but it was at night. He'll come to you when it's your darkest hour. In the middle of your mess.
Yeah, Lord.
And said, Lord. I'm here. He'll come to you. Amen.
Yeah.
In the darkest hour, in the middle of your mess.
Yeah.
And be your Savior. And they said, oh, we heard about it. Let's go to the field.
Yeah.
See how it's happening. Ain't God good?
Yes, he is.
But listen. He said, now, we will go right to the field. So that means they did not go home and take a shower.
No.
We're not going to be the chief. Let's go home and take a shower. They did not go home and take a shower.
Right.
But sometimes, when folks are coming to Christ, they say, I'll come. when they, 17, when they had, let me go first, and they came in a hurry.
Yeah.
Y'all see that?
Yeah.
They got in a hurry. Don't wait. If you're here today and don't have Jesus in your life, you need to be in a hurry. Amen. To get with Jesus. They came to heaven and found it, their way to Mary and Joseph. I'm glad Joseph was there.
Amen. Yeah.
Because if it had been in their time, might have found Mary. We need some Josephs.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. Assume their responsibility. And said, hey, I'm not going to run from my responsibility.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going to take care of the child that I'm responsible to bring into this world.
Amen.
Come hell or high water, I don't care how hard it is, I don't care what kind of work I have to do,
yeah.
I got a responsibility to take care of the child that I brought into this world.
Yeah.
Joseph said, I'm here.
Yeah.
He said, Joseph and me. Y'all with me so far?
Amen.
Was there for when the angels showed and they came in.
Yeah.
And the baby, as he lay in the manger, a little baby, but that little baby laying in the manger,
my God, my
was
Lord.
More powerful
my Lord.
Than Caesar Augustus
in
the palace. Oh, because God works through. And when they had seen him, they made known the strength which had been told them about this child.
Yeah,
yeah. Look at verse 18, amen. And all who heard it were amazed about the things which were told them by the shepherds. You know what a shepherd is? A shepherd is a caring leader.
Amen.
Because they care about this sheep.
Yes.
And these leaders cared so much that when they got the news of the Savior, the good news of the Savior, the one saved man from their sin, they could not wait to tell somebody else.
Right.
They went and told other folk, and other folk were amazed. Shepherds went and told it. Shepherds hurried to the scene. Shepherds came as they were.
Uh-huh.
Because really, hey, the scene that they came through had animals. They came from animals.
Yep.
It was messy at that scene. And they came to a messy scene.
Yeah.
But in the middle of this messy scene was Jesus. See, sometimes when you come to a messy scene and you get at church,
come on.
Don't think that you come where everything is clean, when everybody got all together. And we never make mistakes, we never fall, we never fail, we never grow. No, you came from one messy scene to another, but the difference is Jesus
is in the midst of it. Come on. Come on.
Jesus is in this messy scene.
Yeah.
And he's changing lives.
Yeah.
You're making progress.
Yeah.
Amen. You're not sinless, but you're every moment of your Christian life sinless.
Yeah.
And they went and told other people. Shepherds. We're all shepherds. Our responsibility is to lead people to Christ.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And to know him. Have to be the caring leaders. You're a leader, you're a follower of Christ. But as you follow him, you try to get others to follow
Amen.
You.
Amen.
And they went and told everybody. I told you that's why Jesus picked me. Because he knows shepherds lives matter. He knew shepherds, amen, because the way they care for the sheep was care enough to tell other people about.
Yeah.
He knew these shepherds could change the world. Everybody looked down upon them. But he saw something in them. He saw how much they care for those that they lead.
Right.
And with them, they were so humble that they could change the world. And they didn't keep it to themselves.
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes, a lot of times, when you're amazed You need to show up dressed right when there's a whole lot of blessed folk, because they expect you to come dressed like they dress. But when you grow up with some folk that's having a hard time, trying to keep the lights on, trying to get some gas for their car, amen, trying to get that job, amen, that's all right with me. They just bad to show up. They're glad to show up for me. They're willing to share, because they realize the church don't belong to me.
Right.
And you know, sometimes folks get so rich that they think the church belongs to them.
My Lord.
Yeah.
My Lord. My Lord. My Lord.
When you come up, they don't belong to me. And I was that same way. God bless me. I got a couple of suits now. But I was God bless me. I got a dress and I got me a pair of heels now. But I didn't come like that. When I came, I was in tennis shoes.
My God.
And every once in a while, you won't see me in tennis shoes again.
Right.
Because, amen, every time I think about the goodness of Jesus, and he's done for me, sometimes he'll get in my way and I keep praying. Hallelujah to your holy name. stones.
Yes,
Jesus. Oh, yes,
God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Thank you, God.
Bless you, Jesus.
You're a deliverer.
Bless you, Jesus.
You're a way maker.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I heard about the Lord, Papa. Thank you. was asleep next year. I was listening to, we listened to some Christmas carols coming up. And one, I was listening to Stevie Wonder, Someday in Christmas, where he talks about someday there'll be an end to the war and men will play guns like toys. Someday there'll be equality. And I said, boy, he sang that song a long time ago. And I look at our world today. Still there's injustice. I think about Ukraine, the war in Ukraine, and all over, the war is all over. Still, rumors of war. And I'm going to say, God, someday, someday it's going to be over. So I'll be so glad when we come back again. It'll be all over. No more wars, no more guns, no more violence, no more hurting of young innocent kids, no more sexuality. We live in a world that's so rough. I'm just glad I got Jesus.
Your God.
Faith and strength.
Let's
get through it.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm just can't pray the Lord and make it better. And that's our prayer. Amen. Lord, use us. Use us to make it better.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I thank God. Just use us to make it better. Because we're not satisfied with the world. That whatever talent, whatever strength, whatever connection, just use us to make this world better. Don't let us be satisfied like it is. So have that prayer up on your heart. Listen. Go home and read both of those, so we put them together. Luke and Matthew read chapter 2. And then Luke, we go back to chapter 1. Chapter 1 and chapter 2, you really get it better into the Christmas spirit if you read those chapters. Just kind of reading that. Lord, just help me to get more into the Christmas spirit. Because I need this thing to be about. I need to be Christmas, not us-mas.
Yeah. That's real.
Christmas, not us, must. Amen. All right. Let's be this. Now to him is able to keep us and present us without fault before our fathers. May the love of God our Father, the grace of Jesus Christ, our Lord, speaking in the Holy Spirit. Rest.